planetaudio.org.nz. planetaudio.org.nz.
You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Hi, guys.
Hi. And today we are going to be discussing garden parties.
Right, it's time to party.
How to
get your party socks on.
Party socks.
That is, if you're going to have your party sort of at dusk when the mozzies are out, you need your garden socks on.
And insect repellent.
Yep. And whatnot. We've got some great tips for you today, guys. The ultimate garden party guide.
Okay, let's roll.
Let's rock and roll.
So, Karen, when were you thinking of our garden party that we want to throw, what's the first thing that we need to decide?
Well, I was thinking location. Would probably be a good starting point.
Yep.
Are you going to go on-site or off-site?
Okay. I'm hoping to go on-site, but then...
Yeah, well, this is what I was thinking, backyard party, okay.
Yeah.
But, well, the thing is, you can choose your perfect garden party spot to be anywhere, really. But you've got to consider things if you're going to go off-site, like parking and alcohol restrictions.
True, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's, if you're going to have it, say, I don't know, at a park in town or whatever, you need to just maybe Google, all right, so if I'm going to take my bottle of rosé along,
okay,
am I actually allowed to be doing that? Because, yeah, at this time of the year, I think they have
alcohol bans
in quite a few places. Yeah. I think it's something like you're at most places, most parks, you're allowed to consume alcohol between the hours of 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. I think.
Okay.
Something like that. Which is ideal for all those alkies out there that like to
have it
tipple in the middle of the day. So just check that out. Personally, I don't think you can go wrong with the Parnell Rose Gardens.
Oh, that's a gorgeous setting.
Yeah. An untapped Auckland gem, it said on this website. Sprawling with roses across the summer months. Take a stroll through the archways and find yourself a hidden nook to set up your feast and party.
Wow. Speaking of rose gardens, there is a very famous New Zealand short story called The Garden Party by Catherine Mansfield.
Okay.
For those who love literature.
Yeah.
And she wrote in that short story, and I have a quote from here. Roses are the only flowers that impress people at garden parties. The only flowers that everybody is certain of knowing.
Oh.
And I just thought, yes.
Yeah, I reckon. That brought me on to the flowers. What sort of, you know, plants you could have at your garden party, and of course roses was in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently pastel hues and lush greens are all the rage, but haven't they always been a nice combo in my opinion? Pastels and lush greens.
Yep.
Apparently they make for a pleasant and luxurious vibe.
Okay.
To your party. Hey, look, why not? If you've got them, if you've got the money, you can go down to your local florist and grab.
So I'll just pick some.
Grab some.
Put some in little jars or buckets. Doesn't have to be grand voice. Just,
Chuck your own arrangement in a mason jar. And you can accentuate it with things like fairy lights, stuff like that. My mum did that when she had she's a gardener. It was more like a deck party.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she had little lights. Put in like lantern boxes, and it looked really cool.
You can get solar powered fairy lights, so they will just charge during the day and then come on, so you don't need to hook up.
So if you are going to go to the Rose Gardens, you can take along your own battery powered lighting.
You can decorate your trees with the fairy lights.
Yeah, go for it. Doesn't that sound lovely?
You can also use lanterns, like those little paper lanterns.
Yeah.
With the little tea lights.
It was something I, where did I, oh, yeah, I wrote that in the sort of setting up your cosy environment section.
Okay.
Yeah, about lighting. Fairy lights, string of stars, lanterns, exposed bulbs, they can really get your mood lighting sorted. And then, of course, yeah, battery powered is always, it's, so they're quite affordable.
Yeah.
And it's quite easy to get hold of these days.
Another cheap decorating idea is having bunting if you're having it during the day.
Just what's that?
Making a bit festive bunting. You know those strings of pennant, like triangles.
Oh yeah, 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 definitely.
So string them along under your trees and.
I mean, I think if it's going to be, oh, what do you do if the wind decides to pick up?
Oh,
can it and go inside. Take your pastel hues. Go inside. Yeah, that's, you just got to go with the weather, I think.
I think.
Be prepared to order a rug doctor the next day. Yeah. Other things that you can do to keep it cozy is use things like blankets and cushions. You know, mix it up with some nice fresh prints and patterns.
Yeah.
If you wanted to do that, all weather dependent, of course, but... Yeah, it's a nice touch, and I mean, you know me, I like to throw the odd barbecue.
Yeah.
Like to get festive, and I thought, oh, why haven't I ever thought of putting, yeah, my blankets and cushions out, just on the, in the deck area for people. Yeah.
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 Because not everyone
not hard.
Needs all the seats, you can just sit on the ground.
Well, I mean, I've got, like, kind of box seating at my place as well.
That's
where you could chuck it, and you could chuck a blanket on a deck chair, or
yeah,
you know,
for those of us with bony bums.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, did you want to? I was going to mention some of the flowers that are ideal for. It said on this website, I can't remember the name of it, but it didn't really, it was just a quite a, it said something about how to throw the ultimate garden party, and I thought, oh, that'll do. Because I don't actually, yeah, know, I, yeah, I know how to throw a party, but not like to the detail of this, yeah. And it's nice. I thought, oh.
Was it by Martha Stewart?
No, no, this was in New Zealand. It was something like the Urban List. .co.nz, that was it. Wasn't one I'd heard of before, but they had some good ideas. And they wrote, the most epic of summer garden parties are all about the florals.
Okay.
Anything goes from the humble houseplant to beautiful bouquets. Again, think roses, peonies, hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all like flowering now.
Yeah.
And, of course, potted plants that can be used time and time again come highly recommended. Palm trees or monstera. I hope I'm saying that right.
Monstera.
Monstera. I googled that. They also call it the cheese hole.
Swiss cheese
something.
Plant.
Yeah. Those big green leaves with holes in them.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a tropical vibe.
Oh, yes. That's a very in plant. Very trendy.
So I have actually seen some beautiful, just sort of as I've been driving around, every now and then you'll see a conservatory.
Yes.
Full of palms and fronds and all these kinds. And I think, wow, I'd love to sit in there. I mean, you might sort of have to be sort of with your guests sort of looking between the fronds, jungle-like, but oh, what a cool scene though.
Well, speaking of that, what about thinking of theme, like where the wild things are or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cool. And if you, I reckon, this is something I have actually done before when my fiancé was going through his DJing phase. One thing, gig he did in town was like, yeah, basically that theme, like a wild, where the wild things are at, which is probably appropriate. So we didn't have any pot plants or any sort of interest in plants at that time in our life. Well, I think we grew a few cactuses and maybe tomatoes. We just went down to the bush.
Yeah.
The Waitakere's. And cut off, like,
yeah.
What's that? Silver.
Silver fern.
Yeah. Is there only one silver fern, though? Yeah. I'm sure there's a few. Is it just the one?
Just the one.
Okay, all right. So we got the silver fern, cut off, like, big fronds of that,
yeah,
and just, like, plastered them all over the place, stuck them in containers, put them, hung them off the roof.
Yeah.
And that was quite effective. And, of course, there's plenty to go around in the bush, so... Yeah, it was quite a fun little endeavour. Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
I just had an idea for your little pot plants on the table, like your table decorations. You could have little pots of herbs.
Yeah.
Like basil, and then you could just use them when you're eating.
Yeah, put a couple of pairs of scissors out.
Yeah.
Or you could just, like, whip it off.
Or little tubs of parsley. So
yeah.
You can just, you know, snip your parsley.
Yeah, for sure. I reckon that should be... on the table at all times. I'm a big fan of those kitchen gardens where you can kind of just, like, reach over and go, oh, right,
I'm
I need
just
some chives.
Going to pick my tea leaves right now.
Chuck them in with your meal. Yeah, it's perfect.
Speaking of food, the menu, a lot of people just have a barbecue, which you can either go for a gas one or a charcoal one.
Barbecues are always pretty sound. I think it's good, though, if you've got someone that actually knows how to barbecue.
Yes.
I'm not very good on the barbecue. I don't really know what I'm doing.
Some of them are tricky.
Yeah.
The easiest ones are just your simple charcoal with a grill over the top, and you just light it. But some of those gas ones are quite complicated.
We've got a good gas one, but then I've got... You know, the man who knows, they require a bit of maintenance more than, you know, if you want to do it properly, you have to scrape them down, and he's got all the tools, and every year, every summer, he'll go to Mitre 10 and restock all the parts to it.
Mm.
But it all lasts throughout the summer, and he does use it quite regularly, because then you don't have to mess up the kitchen so much, and it's kind of fun cooking outside.
Yeah.
But a big winner for us is the old chicken wings, especially if you've got lots of kids or, like, maybe people drinking. It's so easy just to grab a little wing, shove it in your mouth, you know, and we'll cook just plates and plates and plates. Well, he will. He's just always at the barbecue, and you'll go, oh, those are gone already, and then go and pull out another pack. And, like, yeah, they always seem to be a winner.
Yeah. Kebabs are good because...
Oh, kebabs are a winner too.
You don't need plates, and you can also use the... If you've got rosemary in the garden, you can use that as skewers.
Oh, yeah.
They just take off all the leaves, and they impart a nice fragrance to your...
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I always find just going down to the deli and grabbing deli food for a platter is always a good one to do.
Good.
And freshly baked bread.
Yes.
I've got some really nice breads at the bakery at Pack and Save. Really nice
fancy ones.
Yeah, so, you know, spend like $4 on a nice loaf, and it will always go, and plenty, well buttered, away you go. And then you can just add, you know, some cuts of meat. Then you've got your cooked meats from your barbie to go with it, or you can just get your cooked chicken as well, which is at the deli as well. That's always a winner. And then you can just chuck in your seasonal fruits like grapes. I love pineapple.
Strawberries.
Kiwi fruit. I'm a big fan of even just having a massive fruit bowl.
Yeah.
And people can just grab what they want and, you know, maybe a good knife.
Yeah.
Good knives are always good, by the way. You know, there's nothing worse than those plastic things where you're like, oh gosh, it's kind of bending and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they can just go, oh, I really feel like a kiwi fruit, and chuck that on your plate.
Mm.
I've kind of gotten into that from having a child, actually.
Yeah.
He loves, he's just, you know, really my child, he's very finicky. But if I chuck a nice piece of fruit on the plate at dinner time, it's always one of the first items to get chomped.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of having fruit with your dinner.
Yeah.
Or your afternoon, are we talking afternoon garden party? We're talking like...
Well, any time, but...
Any time before 7 p.m. if you're... unless you're a rule breaker like me. Okay. What else were we going to mention? Oh, and don't forget cheeses.
Yes, cheese platters.
Yes.
Good. With the maybe olives and some tomatoes and hummus and all that.
Yeah.
I was going to mention drinks.
Mm.
Because we're not having alcohol, well, unless you bring your own. you could make a punch or lemonade's always a hit.
I'm a big fan of the fruit punch. But you'll always find alcohol in mine.
Or you could have ice blocks.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You could have ice blocks. Oh, you're talking about like the ice blocks you put in a drink? Or actual ice block that you eat? Or both? And also, here's another thing to consider, and this is something I can vouch for. Be sure to provide a table fit to hold a decent spread. Yes. And I've just acquired a decent-sized table, which I was so excited to use a few weeks back when I had a barbecue, because it was so nice just to be able to set a table, and it's a trestle table, so you can fold it up and pop it under the house when you don't need it.
Yep.
Or take it and set it up down at the Parnell Gardens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Portable ones are good. And then you can just cover it with a tablecloth.
Yeah, make it all pretty.
Make it nice.
Put your roses.
Yeah.
Your hues of pastel hues on top. And away you go.
Yeah.
Looks flash as. And you can get all sorts of trestle tables. Because I did some research before getting this one on Trade Me. I won't go down. It was a bit of a... But we got it in the end. But there was more of a selection than I thought, because I thought, oh, you know, it's just going to be like the trestles we had at school, which is just like a rectangle, wooden, boom, that's it. Those are great, by the way. They were good, solid table. But you can get round ones, you can get like real long ones, you can get shorter ones, you can get whatever suits you.
And they're quite lightweight, but not light enough that they'll fly away.
We got one for $80. And it's a plastic wood grain lookalike. So it looks wood, but it's a solid plastic. So it actually looks all right. And it's real, it has got a decent weight to it. So you can, you know, you can lean on it. And it was really good price. Check them out on Put in a Trestle Table Trade Me and see what they've got there. And it's got little handles on the side that you can carry.
That's so cool.
Carry it around with it's I'm already like, it's a true asset in my house already. I reckon every house should have at least one trestle.
Okay.
Especially if, probably two if you've got a big family.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of food, or going back to food, I had...
Why am I not surprised to hear that, Selena?
Because I'm Chinese.
I love food.
Banana leaves. If you have banana plants in your garden, use them as plates.
Oh, yay!
Yeah. Eco-friendly.
Yeah, except it ends up all over your clothes. Sorry.
What?
Well, it's just because I'm unco, and I end up, like, I've used them before and, like, not to diss your idea. I do love the idea. Just be careful, though.
Okay.
Don't be unco with them. Like, hold it flat or don't put it on your lap. Put it on a...
No.
And that's where... Okay. That's where having a decent table comes in.
Yeah, that's why you
need a big fan of sitting. Like, often you'll find yourself sort of hovering on your chair trying to, you know?
That's
and true. I know that that's kind of how it is for... It feels like it's become, like, the norm almost, eh?
Well,
not sitting at a table.
Being Chinese means, with my family, we eat out of bowls, so we don't have plates a lot of the time with, you know, your knives and forks that you need to cut up and everything. So we just have bowls, which you just hold in your hand and chopsticks.
Yeah,
and
that makes sense.
You don't need to fuss
things
around.
Things don't fall off. All over
and
the place.
You can actually eat standing up.
Yeah, totally. Bowls are great also if you're going to eat on the couch as well.
Especially for children as well. I find bowls are much easier to handle than just having plates.
Yeah, so if you are going to have sort of plate, not bowl themed, get a
decent
table.
Otherwise, food on a stick.
Or food on a stick. Or just eat it on the lawn and it doesn't matter. The birds will take you and the rest of the cats. Or the dogs.
Okay. What about the games that you can play?
Okay, well, this is something that you looked into more than me.
Okay.
What were you thinking?
Well, if you're having it during the day and it's nice and sunny and you want everyone involved, there's different games you can play. For the oldies, they like to play petanque.
Oh, yeah.
Bowls and stuff. For the young ones, there's all different games. You can have hopscotch on your driveway.
Okay.
Skittles. So you can just use anything for Skittles as long as they...
Pin the tail on the donkey? Yeah,
pin the tail on the donkey. Ring toss. treasure hunt or treasure dig. So you can hide things in the garden and...
oh, that's always a fun one.
Or yeah, the scavenger hunt. Tug of war.
Scavenger hunt's always a classic.
Tug of war.
Okay.
I need a big rope.
Yeah, and a flat lawn.
And a flat lawn.
Yeah.
If you have a big space and you're more of a country garden, then you can have gumboot throwing contest. limbo.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coconut shy. You
what's
know
that,
that one? You have these coconuts on sticks and you have to throw a ball and knock the coconut off.
Oh, okay.
They have them at fairs, like.
Yeah.
Caterpillar hunt.
Caterpillar hunt?
I'm not sure this is hunting real caterpillars or just little made up caterpillars out of wool for the little ones. And
yeah.
They can explore the garden and try and find all the caterpillars.
Yeah.
Badminton is good.
Oh, that's fun.
Garden party, because then you don't need to field all the balls if you like.
I love badminton. I love the way those shuttlecocks fly through the air. Like, it's so much fun.
If you have trees in your garden and they're big enough, you can make swings.
Mm-hmm.
Just need a rope and tie a knot at the end.
Yeah.
Make sure it's sturdy.
Yeah.
And
that's
just hours of fun.
Yes.
And also, all the rage now is slack lines. Have you heard of those?
Nope.
It's like if you have two trees and you sling it's sort of like an elastic line in between, and that's like you need to walk on it like a tightrope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can have it low, like, so you know it's not way high.
Yeah.
But you just need to challenge each other to walk on.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, it just seems that
I can just see myself like clotheslining on that big time. But I would definitely give that a go. Do you reckon you'd be? Would you need a pole?
I'll just tie it around some trees at a good distance. But you could use a pole if there are no trees. Or
I mean, like to balance yourself.
Oh, you could. Yeah.
I think I'd need that because I'm finding as I get older, my balance is just getting terrible. Like, just getting out of bed, I'm like, whoa.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. All right. Did we want to get on to Plant of the Week, or did you have anything else? Just because it ties in with some of the things you mentioned.
I just mentioned the invite.
Yeah.
Nowadays, people are mostly posting their invites on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still into the traditional invitations?
Yes. Because I'm not on Facebook, so that's why I don't know what's
so
going on.
So I have to post
terrible.
You a special...
I need a personal invitation by letter.
Okay.
No, I don't. Just a text is fine. Okay. Or email. Everyone has email address.
Yeah.
And then you can send an attachment. Surely there's some app or something out there you can have it. Oh, you know, and it opens up and then, you know, like there's flowers that come spilling out all over your screen.
I'll have to explore that a bit more. What I find a bit disappointing when I organise things is when people decline and you invite so many people and then half of them will say, oh, I can't come.
Yeah, or the people that say, I will come and then don't show up. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Just be prepared. According to the Reader's Digest Book of Handy Hints,
okay, yes, I'm
listening. For entertaining that, just be prepared that 30% will probably decline of your invite. So just, don't expect everyone to be able to make it. Especially if they live far away or they can't get transport.
And summer's always a crazy time as well.
Yeah.
Maybe towards the end of summer rather than November, December, like after that would probably be a, I don't know. You know what? At the end of the day, I've found I end up just doing these things more, it sounds terribly selfish, but for myself and whoever doesn't make it, it's their loss, Whereas if I'm trying to do it for everyone and then, like, you know, most of the people can't even be bothered responding, it's true. A lot of people I've heard this from a few people, Yeah. Maybe there's just a lot of busy people out there. Yeah, I don't know.
Busy time of year.
Spreading themselves too thin.
Okay. Okay, let's go to our planters of the week.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. It spent about an hour.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier on about some of the ideal plants to have in your yard if you're going to throw a garden party. And one of the ones that stood out was the palm tree or palm plant. It sort of adds, you know, it makes a real tropical vibe, doesn't it? Relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a bit of research on the palm. The palm is a perennial of the Ericaceae family. I never say these Latin words. I think I got that one.
Okay.
They are flowering plants of the monocot order Aricales. Okay?
Okay.
Monocots. Here's a question, Selena.
Okay.
You are the intellectual. What is a monocot?
A monocot plant is a plant that grows pushing one leaf out at a time.
Correct. Monocots have a single, remember that word we came up with, I don't know, maybe last month, cotyledon.
Yeah.
Seed leaf. It's the first leaf that comes out of the seed.
Yeah.
And within the seed embryo, to be precise. And most plants have two.
Yes, dicotyledons.
But these ones have one, and the palm is one. And another thing about monocots is they also exhibit parallel veins on their leaves as opposed to netted veins. I had to Google what...
Yeah.
I looked at images. So that's when the veins go down the leaf.
They're like ribs.
Rather than veins on body. So there's that as well. And like all monocots, palms do not have the ability to increase the width of a stem, unlike its counterpart non-monocot woody plants, which explains the almost constant cylindrical shape of the trunk often seen in palms, which I thought was interesting because compared to those of ring-forming trees.
Yeah.
Palms can grow in the form of climbers, shrubs, tree-like or stemless plants and have two methods of growth, solitary or clustered. There are around 2,600 known species, most being restricted to tropical and subtropical climates. Palms are among the best known and most extensively cultivated plant families and have been important to humans throughout much of history. Many common products and foods are derived from palms. In many historical cultures, because of their importance as food, palms were symbols for such ideas as victory, peace and fertility. In contemporary times, palms are widely used in landscaping, making them one of the most economically important plants.
Okay.
So, sign of the times. Is it economical? Yes, we'll have it. But I do like the palm. The grace and form of the palm adds an atmosphere of relaxation. So I wanted to talk about potted palms specifically. Did you have anything?
For Kiwis, our only palm is the Nikau palm.
The Nikau. We've only got the one, considering we're subtropical.
Yeah.
Thought we might have had a few more.
No.
Palms have a compact root system which allow them to grow in containers for years. So if you don't want one permanently in your yard, or if you've just got a small deck space or a small courtyard, you try planting a palm. There are a number of smaller palm species originating from forests where they grow beneath the canopy of evergreen trees. These palms are ideal, therefore, for indoors. So things like palms like the Kentia or Parlour palm, which are known for their elegance. Have you heard of those palms?
Yep.
Of course you have.
Yep.
And you've got them. Have you got them indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. In my library. Oh, just the one, Kentia one.
Okay. Palms from more exposed and arid environments will grow well in containers around decks, patios or pools, basically wherever there is a lot of sun. Yeah. So I don't know if we wanted to. Have we got time to go into care or should we leave it at that?
I think we have run out of time.
I think we may have. But yeah, just Google how to care them. Water regularly when it's warm. Give them a bit of liquid fertiliser when they're growing.
Yep.
During their growing phase. Yeah, and they don't get too many pests. They're pretty tough.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a great time in your garden. and invite us to your garden party.
Yes, please. You've got our email address.
Happy gardening.
See ya.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page, or email us